Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the chaos of life one calm, controlled, and courageous day at a time. Ever feel like you're drowning and should have some what-ifs? Like your past mistakes are following you around with the tenacity of a puppy who just ate your favorite shoe? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of self-forgiveness, a skill that's seriously underrated, especially in our always-on, perfectly curated world. Let's be real, folks. Perfection is a myth, and beating yourself up over every little misstep, that's just exhausting. So, buckle up, because we are about to unlock the secrets of creating a self-forgiveness plan that actually works, one that feels authentic and empowering. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions. Think of it more like a mental detox. You're releasing the negativity and making space for growth. It's not about forgetting what happened, but rather acknowledging it, learning from it, and choosing to move forward with compassion towards yourself. Remember, you're human, and humans make mistakes. It's part of the beautiful, messy tapestry of life. Second, acknowledge your feelings. Bottling them up is like trying to hold a balloon full of helium. Eventually, it's gonna burst. Allow yourself to feel the guilt, shame, or regret. Don't judge those emotions, just acknowledge them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't tell a friend to suppress their feelings, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Third, take responsibility. Owning up to your mistakes is crucial, but don't let it turn into a guilt trip. Instead, focus on what you can learn from the situation. How can you use this experience to grow and make better choices in the future? You know, like the time you accidentally sent that embarrassing email to everyone, you probably learned to double-check your recipients list. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend who made a similar mistake. Would you berate them endlessly or offer a listening ear and some words of encouragement? Treat yourself with the same level of care and support. Remember, everyone deserves a little grace, especially you. Finally, create a self-forgiveness ritual. This could be anything that helps you release the past and move forward: writing in a journal, meditating, taking a walk in nature, or even just making a cup of your favorite tea and giving yourself a mini spa treatment. The key is to find something that feels authentic and meaningful to you. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: it's a Friday night, and you're getting ready to head out with friends. You're excited for the night ahead, but then BAM. You remember that embarrassing moment earlier in the week when you tripped and spilled your coffee all over your boss. A wave of self-criticism washes over you, threatening to ruin your evening. But wait. Remember our self-forgiveness plan? You take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling without judgment, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and then shift your focus to the exciting night ahead. You've released the past and are ready to enjoy the present moment. See? It works like magic. Okay, so let's recap. We learned that self-forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning our actions, it's about releasing negativity and making space for growth. Acknowledge your feelings, own up to your mistakes, practice self-compassion, and create a ritual that helps you move forward. Remember, folks, life is messy, we're all learning, and forgiveness both from others and ourselves is a superpower. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, release that baggage, and start building your self-forgiveness plan today. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message. Leave a review if it resonated with you. Your words can make a difference. And most importantly, keep practicing those stoic principles of calm, control, and courage. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.